This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, Samantha, for the last couple of years, I've started the year with talking about the basics of domestic violence, what I call DV 101, as if it were a college prep course. And just to sort of set the stage and everybody get on the same wavelength at the start of the year, and I think we've agreed we're going to do that again today. One of the things we'd like to talk about is what happens to a client when they come to our shelter and we are faced with the issue of empowerment versus enabling.
Exactly. And we hear a lot about enabling someone, and sometimes I don't think we quite understand what we mean by that. So we're going to kind of go over what happens when you come to the shelter and what sort of a typical client and what they face
right.
when they get there.
Of course, the first thing we want to make sure is that the client is safe, that they have a safe haven to go to, and that's number one with the shelter. But once we do that, you know, we've gotten them out of the violent situation and into a safe environment, then what do we do with them? And let's talk a little bit maybe about the typical client, what she looks like when she comes to our shelter.
Exactly. And bear in mind that a typical client is going to be different depending on if you're in a big city, small town. But what we're seeing in Mitchell and Yancey County, typically, we're in agreement on this. The age range, typical age range, is mid to late 20s to mid to late 30s with at least one or two children.
Right. Of course, we do see clients of all ages.
Exactly.
That's the majority of them are in that group that you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. We've had them as young as 17 wanting
right.
to come in and on up into their 60s.
Right. So we get them all age groups. Typically, they have kids. They don't have a lot of education.
Exactly. Some of our young women have not even completed a GED. Some have completed high school, which is always wonderful, but very rarely do we see where someone has completed college.
Right. And they have minimum job skills. A lot of them have never even been in the job market.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're having to actually start off with a work ethic. You're teaching that sometimes.
That's right. And they're used to be taken care of. They've probably gone from being taken care of by daddy and mommy when they were young and then going right into a relationship, a marriage, or living with someone who is also providing for their financial needs.
Exactly. And so that's frequently what we hear. Well, it's really scary to have to take care of myself. Well, at least at home with him, I knew the bills were going to be paid.
That's right. And that's one of the, we're going to talk about that, but that's the main thing that we're fighting with these women is, you know, not to go back into that environment which is known and comfortable, and at least you know you're going to get three meals a day sometimes.
Exactly. And when we say comfortable, I talk about getting stuck in a comfortable negative, that the unknown is very scary, and the unknown may be violence-free, but it's scary.
That's
right. Frightening to a lot of women.
So when she is in a violent situation, we've talked about this before, it's all about control, that violence is simply a means of controlling the woman, but you have a very insecure man who's trying to control that woman, every aspect of her life.
Exactly. And psychologists refer to usually that personality type that we are dealing with the abuser, is called narcissism, a narcissistic personality type. Which is really a very fractured ego, fragile ego. And he will come across as being very together and in control, when in actuality he's a scared little boy inside.
And he's controlling every aspect of her life, from money, that's number one. He usually
mm-hmm.
controls the bank account and doles out the money in small increments.
Even if she does work, she has to turn over her check
right.
to him.
Right. And usually she's not working, a great percentage of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's taking the more traditional role in the family, where she stays home and tends the house and he goes out and brings in the money. But we're going to talk next week some more about this, but that sort of sets the stage as to where she's coming from and whatnot. And so let's give them some phone numbers in case people would like to call and get more information.
Okay. In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056, and our business line is 678-3436.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place on our 24-hour hotline, 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.